One week from tonight, the long, long American presidential election campaign will be coming to an end. As the race reaches its climax, I'm happy to say Simon Marks, who normally joins us every Friday to reflect on the week, will be here every night. And so, live from Washington, here's Simon Marks.
Well, Eddie, into the final week of this election we mercifully go. And as excited as I am to put all of this behind us, it is as nothing compared to the enthusiasm of American voters to get it all over. Nearly 60 million of them have already cast their ballots. That's almost half the total number of voters who participated in 2016. It is perfectly possible that by the time what we quaintly still call Election Day rolls around, there won't be that many Americans left to head to the polling stations. So the candidates are making their closing arguments, if that's what you can call them.
That's all I hear. Turn on television. COVID.
President Trump in Florida over the weekend.
A plane goes down. 500 people dead. They don't talk about it. COVID. By the way, on November 4th, you won't hear about it anymore. COVID, please don't go and vote, COVID. Please do not, under any circumstances, you cannot go out and vote. Except the problems are that in Florida, the people that are going out to vote, nobody's ever seen anything like it. Because they're tired of all of this stuff. They're tired of such negativity. Hey, by the way, I had it. Here I am. I mean, you know, here I am.
Quite a message to send to the more than 225,000 American families that have lost loved ones due to the pandemic so far, and more broadly, a message that even though America is notching up record numbers of new infections every single day, with intensive care beds now being rationed in some states, so rapidly is coronavirus spreading, despite all that, the president still insists the country is rounding the corner, a concept derided by his rival, Joe Biden, in an interview broadcast last night on the CBS News magazine 60 Minutes.
What do you think is the biggest domestic issue America faces?
And let's just pause it for one second there to reflect on the extraordinary fact that the answer to that question might even still be in doubt.
Right now, the biggest domestic issue is our health. Right now, COVID. COVID, the way he's handling COVID is just absolutely, totally irresponsible. He's telling people that we've turned the bend at one of his recent rallies. Well, he's gone, as my grandpa would say, he's gone round the bend. I mean, we are in real trouble.
So this election is boiling down to one party saying COVID-19 is really serious and the country needs to do something to control its spread, and the other party saying, nah, there's nothing we can really do about it. Listen at length to this exchange on Sunday where the White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows showed a little bit too much leg, allowing his inner monologue to go public on CNN. The incredulous interviewer is Jake Tapper.
So here's what we have to do. We're not going to control the pandemic. We are going to control the fact that we get vaccines, therapeutics, and other mitigation.
Why aren't we going to get control of the pandemic? But
because it is a contagious virus, just like the flu.
Yeah, but why not make efforts to contain it?
Well, we are making efforts to contain it.
By running all over the country, not wearing a mask?
Jake,
that's what the vice president's doing.
We can get into the back and forth. Let me just say this. Is what we need to do is make sure that we have the proper mitigation factors, whether it's therapies or vaccines or treatments, to make sure that people don't die from this. But to suggest that we're going to actually quarantine all of America, lock down our economy.
No one's saying that.
Well, they are. Joe Biden's saying that. He says, lock everybody down. We're going to have a dark winter.
That's what health officials say. That's what health officials say, that it's going to get worse.
No, that's Joe Biden's. Jake, let's be honest.
Friday and Saturday.
Let's be honest. The health officials did not say dark winter. Those were Joe Biden's words. And when we look at this, what we're going to defeat it, Jake, because what we are, we're Americans. We do that. And this president is leading while Joe Biden is sitting there,
Mark,
suggesting that we're going to mandate masks.
Again, with the argument over face masks. You wouldn't think that five members of Vice President Mike Pence's inner circle had themselves tested positive for COVID-19 just hours before that interview took place. It is a bold strategy to try and tell American voters that the number one issue they tell pollsters they care about is not, in fact, an issue they care about. But that's where we are, and it left Joe Biden's running mate Kamala Harris to score an easy goal.
They are admitting defeat, and I've been saying that, and Joe Biden has been saying that since the beginning. This is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of America. And he went on to say you can't control it, like the flu. And yet again, they're suggesting to the American people that this is like the flu, when we have known from the beginning, and they knew since January, that it's five times more deadly than the flu.
Now, just a reminder, the country could be having a serious policy discussion right now. There are enormous holes in the Democrats' plan to fight COVID-19, including the fact that Joe Biden has himself conceded that he doesn't even know if, as president, he would have the legal authority to order people to wear face masks. Similarly, the Democrats are vulnerable on other issues. The Biden response to police brutality, a national commission to figure things out. The Biden plan on whether he should enlarge the Supreme Court. You guessed it, a national commission to figure things out. But Joe Biden is getting away with kicking the ball into the long grass on some key issues because the president is off chasing his tail, insisting the Bidens are corrupt mobsters, even though we learnt this morning that the Wall Street Journal couldn't find any evidence to support the unsubstantiated claims the president is amplifying. Joe Biden did give him a bit of ammunition yesterday in an appearance at a Get Out the Vote virtual event when he couldn't even remember the president's name.
Okay. Kind of country we're going to be. Four more years of George, he's going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
Painful. It fed into the Trump narrative that Biden lacks the mental capacity to serve in the Oval Office. Joe Biden claimed this morning that the president has waved the white flag of surrender on COVID-19. The president's response came a short time ago in Pennsylvania.
No, he has. He's waved a white flag on life. He doesn't leave his basement. This guy doesn't leave his basement. He's a pathetic candidate, I will tell you that.
Keeping it classy all the way to the end. 8 days left for Americans to cast their ballots and for the candidates to campaign. The polls show Joe Biden's lead slightly narrowing, but 2016 taught us all that polls can be wrong and that the unpredictability of America's electoral system means that the Democrats could once again win the popular vote but lose the keys to the White House. I'm not saying it will happen, but you can count nothing out. Eddie, whatever happens, we'll be here just a touch jealous of those 60 million voters who can now tune the rest of this campaign out.
He's back tomorrow with, I guess we're calling it, Simon Marks's American Day. And in an hour from now, we're going to start our series all this week, taking a much closer look at one of the key states, North Carolina. This is LBC. I'm Eddie Mayer.